This is Sunday, April the 9th, 1995. Commanders ask that we start today by reading a letter from Austria, to whom it may concern. Some truth about Rusbacher by one who knows. There has been great commotion in the Contact newspaper about Gunther Rusbacher, who he really is. Perhaps I can shed some light upon the topic. For legal reasons, I am not allowed to identify myself. I am sorry for that. Nor have I ever been involved in any one of the criminal dealings reported, true or not true. It so happened that I chanced to meet Gunther in court last year and that I worked out a lot with his lawyers. Gunther was held in custody because there had been charges against him in Austria of more than 10 years ago. These were rather minor offenses, adding up to perhaps U.S. dollars 20,000 of unpaid bills, mainly to big companies. Ordinary people were only mildly damaged, but since Gunther was sentenced on similar charges before, the prosecutor demanded a high term. The limit would have been 10 years. In the session I was able to attend, we advised Gunther to admit to the judge that he had been in the American service. Formerly, the defense attorney had thought it wise not to mention anything about his United States stay. But at that session, we had a lady attorney, a retired judge, who took the chance to change tactics. I had given Gunther some of his documents as reprints of Contact, and he showed them to the judge. But the judge declined to admit them to court. Gunther even mentioned his password as an army officer, but the judge said he could not contact the U.S. Embassy in such a short time. So the session was postponed. In turn, the defense received all his United States documentation from his wife and proving that he already was incarcerated for 21 months in the United States. The defense motioned that he had already received just punishment in the U.S. So Gunther was set free. I believe that this time the situation is more complicated since it is a repeated offense. Personally, I had the impression that Gunther spoke the truth about his army service, but I could not help but smile at his story of gold. To me, he seemed very much out of money, and I could not understand how he would manage on the outside, especially with his need for medical attention. Having been myself in a similar situation in the United States, perhaps I could understand how he feels. Nonetheless, I heard that his wife was calling from overseas every day to the probation office to inquire about his health. Someone must have paid the bill. A few days later, I met Mr. Waldheim, together with the present president of Austria, rather unexpectedly. I questioned him if he had received any mail about Rusbacher. He said that he was concerned. So I arranged for some contact and then left the trial. The question that remains in my mind is, Gunther said personally that he was drafted at the age of 17 into the United States Army. How could he have been denied his U.S. citizenship, which he must have subsequently owned from then onwards? If he just came to Austria to live on Social Security and needed his old citizenship back, I cannot recommend such a deal as the case shows. If anyone still contemplates to help Gunther, it would be wise to contact a lawyer over there and put some money in custody that would be handed to Gunther only upon proof of urgent need. Lawyers provide such services. Thank God if you do not come into a similar situation.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you. I come in light. We're getting closer to that light, people. A lot of things going on. A lot of changes underway. And more as we move farther and farther into this chaos, is it imperative that we understand our various missions. I continually get petitions for, tell me if red is my color. tell me if I should be spending more time with my hands upward or downward. I don't care how you spend your time. That's up to you. If that seems crass and callous, it is because I have a mission that is of great concern to an evolving world. When I write, I must write for almost 7 billion people, individuals. I do not even pretend to hope that 7 billion people will receive the message. It is important that the ones who must hear, from whatever reason, on what you would consider the goodly side or the bad side, is of no concern to me. Our job is to bring the truth, put it there, and get our mission done. And we have one still thinking that we're trying to upheave churches, religions. Oh, I would that we could do that. But that's not what we're about. You bought the lie. You're stuck with a lie. You will either trade in a lie for truth or you're going to go with it. That is not a threat. That is a fact. And I monitor a lot of these information seminars. And I know that you ones, especially Dorma, comes up and says, well, who the dickens is that? Where have you come out of the blue with that one? I try to give her enough information before a point like that comes about that she doesn't longer just question me. There are some things that she is better off not to know. Who comes to visit us is not among those things, however. There are just an incredible number of things going on. I don't want to repeat myself because I have written it. There were a couple of reasons that you needed to do a special report, a special paper. You're out of time for Richard Snell. You needed the paper with which to work as you try to do something physically about this circumstance. It comes at a time when Henson's need to move. And Claudia does such a tremendous job with the paper that I'm not going to ask that she stay up day and night, try to move, and run another paper. I know that you ones are tired. I know that you ones are frustrated. But I want to tell you something. Whether this is good or bad in your perception, you are recognized by the oldest, highest bank in England by name. Now, I'm sure that doesn't just make your heart glow, because usually when these entities know you by name and great edicts are coming down from the top, you are dealing with the top. But you can rest a little bit assured that in dealing with the top of that bank, we have ones dealing with Mr. Goldsmith. And I want you to put in your heart, Mr. Ecker, the name of that man from Vienna. He is a citizen of Austria. If you need bank accounts opened, he can do it. Unfortunately, under the circumstances and the continuing brawl with Rail and Rusbacher, there is not a prayer of being able to utilize Gunther Rusbacher. And I understand that he has been given 2.5 years. He is to have had some kind of surgery to repair some of the old damage. But I'm going to tell all of you, don't feed me these confounded lies and expect me to take them. If you have 5 bypasses and they all shut down, you are dead meat. You can have the islets of Langerhans in your pancreas shut down and you are diabetic. Have your pancreas shut down and you are dead meat. And Dorma says, well, is there any truth in this? How can there be truth in that? Stop arguing with yourselves. You know better than that. I'm not out to get anybody. And I'll tell you something else, my friends. I am not interested in the plight of my enemy. And it's just about time that you joined me. You are so busy allowing and loving and supporting your enemy that you don't even know what you're doing. But in this blindness, your brother gets hurt. You're going to have to form allegiances, alliances. You do not have to form your alliance with me, but I'm telling you again. This is my method of communication until such time as I choose to change it. I do not need 437 speakers out there. I do need each of you to listen to me who are on this team. But my secretary doesn't need to be bothered with it. These two become the focus of every hotshot around. And we are in critical, critical time. I've written a bit this morning that, you know, still has her brains waggling a little bit because I choose to write on Pleiades. And these are the subjects that I want covered after our guest gets here. Because these are the subjects that are filled with misinformation. And it's time to talk about these things. And one say, well, why don't you just go to Little Rock? That would stop all this. You really think so? They'd haul you off to the tin can so fast that you wouldn't know what hit you. Oh, but you're bigger. You could zap them. I don't have any intent to zap them. They're going to get zapped. But that is not my problem. And I know that it's very hard for ones to say, oh, well, that old woman out in California, as is now making the circuit, from Timothy Binder all the way in South Africa, you're talking Brookings Institute, MI6, and mind control. Through all your silly New Age trash. Oh, we're just trying to help your spiritual growth. BS you are. Spiritual growth requires one connection, God and you. You don't need to hug a tree. You don't need to light a candle. The fewer the rituals, the less distracted you are. I don't even give a damn if you don't get down on your knees. Because that means I got to get down there and I don't work well from my knees. And neither do you. You don't work at all from your knees. And it's time to lay out our mission. I'm not interested in the missions of a Jay-Z Knight. I am not even interested really in a mission of Satya Sai Baba. He's got his mission, I've got mine. And somewhere along the way we part directions because his is a complicated kind of an attachment. And yes, he can make vibhuti. What about it? Has anybody seen me make it? No, you better believe it. And neither will you. Why would I make vibhuti, for instance, to put in the silver extraction when he does it already?
Daddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, Luke has made it here. Found a daddy.
I'm telling you, group, our babies are growing up. It's birthday time for Luke. It's hard to believe, isn't it? John can maybe measure it a little better because he spent that time in a mental institution. It's okay. Those circles are coming full cycle around. And ones are going to stop getting away with it. Ones want to ask me about Ron Jackson. What about Ron Jackson? You have some real physical stuff to clean up. I'm not going to go out there and march at the head of Joan of Arc's troops, waving a flag with a cross on it that I don't even believe in. And you better stop. That is a evil symbol. I wish I could get Maxwell and all of these other... Detective Gunderson is going to be here on the 1st of May. I would appreciate it if you ones brought to bear enough pressure to get Hayakawa, Jordan Maxwell. Let's have a meeting in truth and stop this silly, silly babbling. I don't care who else comes. And some will go away with that old baggage in Tehachapi. Well, that old baggage in Tehachapi hasn't taken one thing from anybody. And they better start considering what it is we're trying to do. Your political, societal food, you're dying of starvation. Not me, buddy. Look at me. 40 pounds overweight, and I have it all. You are starving to death. By 1980, there was no nutritive value left in your food. Corn had reached 100% no value. Grown right out of the field, eaten with all its parts. 1945, 40% of U.S. citizens were in serious, serious state of malnutrition. 85%, going on 90% by 1980. Where do you think you are today? Well, why don't you fix it, sir? We're trying. I'm trying to tell you what you need. But you want me to come and plow your fields. Add the carbon. Argue with me over the minerals. We have a remnant to get through here. And yes, I'm getting pretty tired of the way my remnant is treated. You are in a... Dogs don't behave like this. All you have to do is look at your television. You have a lost generation. And that generation is the one that is going to rule your world, and you have babies growing up into it. And you're going through frightening times. Sandy Tulanian is in serious trouble. And yet there is no blame to be placed. But we think somehow, because we come in the shelter of this place, I can keep you alive from your enemy. There's not any magic. Does everybody understand me? No magic, no mysticism. If you want magic and mysticism, go to the gurus. We have a very real, very human task to get done. Where are we so I can quit yelling?
Time is 2:20. Rick is over there watching the door to see if anybody comes. I think your Weight Watchers, Doris's Weight Watchers friend, and some visitors are here.
Well, then don't point out the cookies. Let's see. Oh, you'll get Kathy's. I love this. She can't see a thing she's looking at. While we're waiting, let's try Grandma's letter to that nice lady who simply wrote in response to
I'll
the...
I'll barf all over this if I have to.
Well, let Brent read it. He's non-sensitive. This is Grandma responding to someone who wrote her. Now, remember, a whole edition of the paper was given to this subject of Grandma Ray Ellen tried to clear up some of this incredible ongoing trashing. And let's see how far we got. All of you in here who have read it all, just enjoy. I don't know what else to say.
Okay. Dear Miss So-and-so, thank you for addressing the issue of page 47 of the current Contact newspaper from Adrian. First, Miss So-and-so, the letter was written by a person who channels for the Contact. It is an in-house letter to begin with. Second, in the event I were guilty of any improprieties, there's a whole bunch of really bad spelling here, so I have to struggle through. I most assuredly would accept your letter of chastisement. Thirdly, taking into consideration you and I are in the general proximities of the same age group, both you and I were taught to get both sides of a story before making and casting judgment on any situation. Frankly, Miss So-and-so, the Contact has failed to print my letters, which question their statements of my being bankrupt morally and spiritually and telling me to try it, I might like it, if certain and specific things were to occur. I would neither try it, nor would any American liked it, had I gone along with their adamant suggestion. Fourthly, Mr. Herman died on August 29th, 1994. Since day one, I have been barraged with bullshit. I have never been allowed one single day to mourn, not one single day to cry, not one single day to allow for the grief for the passing of a cherished friend and loved one, as everyone is saying. Gimme, 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 do this, do that, do something else, and try it, you may like it. Madam, before you cast judgment, you should have all the facts. Furthermore, pure facts, not blackmail facts. Furthermore, it's people like you who remind me of cannibals, each feeding off the remains. I watched Discovery Channel the other night, and a pack of wild dogs were pulling a newborn gazelle from its mother's uterus as she tried to give birth. All she could do was lay there and have the newborn ripped from her body, ultimately losing her own life. You sick-minded people who do not gather the full facts, cast judgment on half-truths, are no better than those wild dogs. You have never allowed me one moment of courtesy, dignity, peace, or time to grieve. It's been attack, attack. Lady, until you regain your senses and grow up and use the common decencies which were taught to persons of our generations, then get off my back. Russell would roll over in his grave if he was aware of the acts of bad faith exhibited by the contact, which causes undue stress and undue duress on me and on the estate. Perhaps the notice to all beneficiaries should be reread. For when this occurs, the parties forfeit the inheritance. That is not my words, it is Russell Herman words. Recorded a public record, sweetie. You said your piece, and I have said mine. You have a nice day, if you are not too eaten up with bitterness and hate. But for your own sake, get the record straight with all the facts. I refuse to be blackmailed. Signed, Grandma.
Commander, can I respond to that?
If you wish to.
Commander has the best poker face I've ever seen. Anyway, I'm going to set the record straight on this letter so that everybody out in the tape world can understand what went on. On page 47 of the March 14 issue of Contact that Grandma is referring to and giving everybody her wise counsel on what went on in that letter, there's a box. And that box originally had some other information in it. The newspaper was done, completed, sitting out front, and ready to go to the printers. I went into my box of mail, which Rick sorts and keeps ready for me, just to look at some things to grab and go out the door. In there was a letter from A.W., Adrian something or other, and A.W. wrote the letter that is printed in the contact on that page. I thought the letter was so well done, I pulled the paper back from being completed, turned on the machinery, pulled out the other stuff, pulled off the old pages, and put this letter in. And I'm going to read that letter, because it's short, into the record. It says, "Dear Grandma, I have been following you since I began subscribing to Contact almost a year ago. Since Russell has passed away, I have seen a bitter and angry lady bashing and lashing the very people that want to help you. Commander Hatton and the staff at Contact have allowed you to present your truth without censorship. Contact was one of the beneficiaries to receive funds from your gold certificate. You have on several occasions threatened to withdraw these funds unless you get your way. This is highly manipulative and insulting at best. It would also require you to have Contact removed as a beneficiary after Russell and you have signed the will. Grandma, please stop feuding with us, as we are your support. The bad guys love it when we fight amongst ourselves and laugh at us all the way to the bank. You are not the enemy, Grandma, and enough is enough. We are not the enemy, Grandma, and enough is enough. Please don't waste any more of our time hashing and rehashing old material. Try to keep your ego out of the way when presenting truth. Sincerely and with love, from Adrian, who lives in Cottonwood, Arizona, and I guarantee you is no closer member of the ground crew here than are hundreds of thousands of other people out there who read the paper with sincerity and with emotion and with a love for the people that we try to present honestly. And that's all I have to say on it. Grandma's all wet.
Now,
also that letter was unsolicited.
Yeah.
If Dr. Young would like to tell us how he really feels, we'll stand by. This is the way the enemy works. And I'm going to stop calling these enemies friends. You can, if you want to, and you can continue to make excuses for their behavior. It is up to us, as intelligent, unbrainwashed. You see, you ones are marching into more sanity. That is what is just eating you alive. the more sane you become and the more you realize the illusion that is going on around you and the truth of the reality of your existence, the harder it is to be patient with this. Because at some level, you know what's going to happen here. And yet you have, quote, been trained. You got to accept everybody. You have to accept everybody's truth. Oh, they're incredible misinformation. You have to allow them their right to be whatever they want to be. You have to allow them their sexual freedom, their political freedom. You have to offer equality. What they're saying is you offer no equality to God while you allow all of this other to take over your world. I would like to play just on an individual basis, but I haven't that privilege. And unfortunately, anybody in this command has not that privilege. Grandma can play at it until she makes her passage, but I'm not too enthused for her about her passage. But we have to understand who she is. I have put it to paper because I want it to be sure and be on paper. I can allow that woman a lot of latitude. That person was at the same time Ron Jackson served the Committee of 16 at the time as a terminator, as an assassin, pure and simple paid assassin. She was in the security service for the President of the United States. She came out of a monarch type of situation where she was totally, thoroughly abused. And that is easy to establish as to truth by what she writes. The last time I was told to relax and enjoy it, I had a pair of scissors in my throat as I was being raped. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It weren't God who raped her. And ones who are in that mental position maybe cannot help it. But if they do not help it, it is their fault because the help is there. And I'm not going to listen to it because for ones like Ray Ellen Rusbacher, I was there. This is making a choice for my mortal enemy. Everybody hear me? I'm not going to implicit myself around this room. Explicitly, Satan is my mortal enemy. And Satan, Lucifer, you name it, whatever you want to, the Antichrist, rules your physical world. And he plans to blow it to smithereens, and you want it. Now that's my problem, and that's my stance. And I have a lot of soul energies to concern myself with. And I have, while all of you had to grow into some semblance of understanding of our mission, and remember the mission, because all of you know what it is. And it requires unity, total unity of purpose and goal, and yet individual responsibility. Help, yes. Babysitting, no. But to get to here, I babysat a lot of people. Grandma was one. hoping that she would see, because she does know the truth of what goes on. But you can see she has either been replaced, taken out. Something has happened that she cannot see beyond this whatever she imagines. And we can argue, debate, insult, throw rocks, whatever, into infinity, and it will not make any difference. So what we have to learn to live with is to come up, do what we can, and then release it. And I want to tell you something. It's going to be hard. It is going to be hard because these people are now coming at each other. They will kill each other, do you hear me? Because they can't touch you, and they know it. It's like throwing spitballs on a mirror. We have to walk very gently, and for 7 years we've walked very gently while you've come into learning. I cannot tiptoe around anymore. I'm who I say I am. Even my secretary cannot believe it because so many slings and arrows have hit her. And she said, well, maybe I dream all this stuff. Who in the name of physical being could do what she does? On every subject you want to name, just name me one and I can give you a 3-week lecture on it. I do whether you ask me or not. She is a human being. And yes, she has a lot of data stashed in her head. I put it there. But she doesn't really have any method of recall any more than any one of you. She agreed to do a job I accepted, and we're doing it. And we're going to continue to do it, and we have gone through this agony of trying to decide. And you're not going to lose me, and you're not going to lose her. It's a team. It's a package. That means you're not going to lose EJ. You're not going to lose anybody around here. They can come and try to take whatever you have. Give it to them. They can take your very physical life, and it will be a relief to you. Trust me. All I ask of them is that they get the check in the mail. I'm not going to give them any trouble. I don't have to give them trouble. You think that Guy Tucker is not going to pay dearly if he executes Richard Snell? He's going to end up paying for his crimes anyway. He gives you a gift no matter what he does. You let them execute Richard Snell, and hell on earth is going to happen. And it does not require God to do anything or you. You have done it. You are doing it. You will quietly present truth. And there will probably be some who will get on that bandwagon and cause all sorts of trouble in Little Rock, Arkansas. Don't be a part of it. Well, I get this. Well, it sounds like to me that Ron Jackson is beginning to push harder for armed rebellion or something. I don't care. Don't misunderstand me. By the time we get to where we need to be, he will not be considering armed rebellion. What he is saying is every last one of you have the right to have and bear arms. That is the Constitution. On the other hand, as long as you under emergency orders, a Constitution in total is set aside, and therefore legally and lawfully, according to the government, you have no rights to bear arms or anything else. You are under the United Nations Charter and a United Nations police force. Now, until your patriots understand that, you are going to come up against over and over and over again the BATF, everybody. Everybody. They built it into the laws, and your Congress ratified that one. You can go and you can cut off arms of this octopus all you want to, but until you get the octopus and realize that they are acting lawfully under constitutional law to set aside your constitution in this state of emergency in Bosnia. That one they could just sign and shove on through underneath without anybody ever noticing. We owe more than this to these babes. But I'm going to tell you something else. These babes are my babies. You are my people. And they are the hope, the only hope of your world. And I am, for one, embarrassed to cause them to have to accept that load. But they will do it. Don't make them be ashamed for you or you of self for failing them. All you have to do is watch 48 hours. Watch Dateline. Watch 2020. Watch what they're doing in the inner cities. The little girls going to school in bikinis or less, with transparent clothing. But it meets the dress code. Whatever they've got over transparent goes down to on their knees. Sort of like the emperor's clothes, you know. And the boys, I just dare you to push me too far. I'm making a fashion statement. What is their fashion statement these days? Their underwear showing from their waist to their rear. Their pants falling off, all wrinkled around their feet. You just try to make me pull this off and meet your dress codes. I will change schools or I will drop out. Or I will shoot you. Whichever happens to come first. Just this week, right on your own news. And then there's something else, call in game. Someone looked around and said, well, I'm going to ride it because this is where we are. And there's no doubt about it. All you've got to do is sit and look. It's called in your face. Someone walks across and maybe stumbles on your shoe because you had your big foot out there. You walked on my shoe. Well, pardon me. Bang, bang. And the mouths of the children are pure filth. They learned it from someone, people. Pure filth. Now, if you see hope for turning that around, then I'm going to turn in my commission. You can deprogram some of the ones so that ones know there is that possibility. But to deprogram on the massive scale of the programming, unless you can get control of some of the mechanisms, is completely out of the picture. There is no magic show that can do it, not even Copperfield.
May I turn the tape?
Please.